Well, hello, everybody. It's me, Gage, and you're listening to the Tech Brews Games podcast. I'm joined today with my bird, who's in the background making some rather annoying noises. So if you happen to hear that beeping and stuff in the background, I do apologize. It will only be a small part of this episode. And today we have a very special episode. We have a very special episode, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. So just a little backstory here of the podcast. Robert, Mitch, and I started this podcast back in 2021. It was February 2021 when we recorded our first three or maybe even four episodes. And we did that all in one day, and we had a lot of beer, and we just hung out in Robert's basement. We had a great time making it. And, you know, from that point forward, at least for me, I can't speak for Robert and Mitch necessarily. We've had a great time making this podcast. It's a great excuse, you know, to hang out with Robert and Mitch. You know, we don't get the chance to record in person a whole lot anymore. And I think that's something that we, all three of us, really want to focus on moving forward, is getting together to record this podcast, because it's a lot more fun. We seem to have a lot more fun doing it together when we're not doing it at the very end of the day and we're just wiped out from it. So we're going to have some changes on the podcast coming up. We're not really entirely sure what it's going to be, but have no fear. The podcast isn't going anywhere. We're hoping to record more in person and have a good time and have a lively discussion over breakfast burritos or beers or anything like that. The in-person side of the podcast is definitely more enjoyable for all of us, and we think it creates a better podcast for you, the listener. Hopefully we can get some new equipment or get a little bit of better recording set up to where we're not getting so much echo and noises and that kind of stuff. So there's big, exciting stuff moving forward with this podcast. Obviously, Robert and I have put most of our focus in recently to our YouTube channel, which is called The Bit Garage. And it's certainly been time consuming, but really quite enjoyable. But it's kind of pushed us to where we're neglecting the podcast. And we don't want to neglect this, because this is our baby and we've been doing this for 3 years. We have, you know, 130 episodes or something like that now at this point, which is crazy to me. Like, I love making this, and moving forward, it's going to be great. So for this special episode today, we're going to go ahead and kind of take a dive back, listen to some of our older stuff, see where we came from. We're going to pick some of our favorite moments. We're going to listen to them and make just a great episode with a lot of laughs and something that everybody can enjoy. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump into it. What I got for us here first is our first ever intro to a podcast on that day we started recording in February of 2021, which turned into one of the best days of my life, just hanging out, drinking beer, and talking about computers and video games and obviously beer. So here we go. Here's episode one. It's called Intro, and I hope you enjoy.
Well, I do drink that at work.
I like to drink all the time when I'm at work. Oh, shit, we started the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the newest podcast, Tech Brews and Games, where we review video games while we throw back some cold ones. Try to ignore. Yeah, snap that cold beer. Throw back a few cold ones with the boys, and, you know, really this gives me an excuse to get rid of my daughters and tell my wife to leave, because I'm working, really, you know? That's all. That's it. No, I'm just kidding. Margaret, if you're listening, that was a joke.
I was going to say, hopefully Margaret doesn't listen to this.
She's not going to listen to this. And just like that, our podcasting careers had begun. And no, I don't think Margaret has ever listened to an episode of this podcast. It's funny listening back on these first few episodes, and you hear kind of how bad our audio quality was. And, you know, we were all three of us just had cheap microphones from Amazon that we each spent about $15 on, maybe $15. And we had just kind of set them up on a table, and those microphones would pick up everything we did, every little bump against the table. And it was just it was a mess. And trying to clean up that audio for those first few episodes was a nightmare. And we put a lot of effort into it to try and make it sound good. It still didn't sound good. I don't put nearly as much effort into it now, with the way we record and with our newer microphones and stuff, as we did back then. Mitch, I think, is still using that original microphone that we got 2.5 years ago, and his audio sounds pretty good because we've learned how to clean that up and because Mitch is just so good at podcasting. I've always felt that most of our good moments in the podcast have come from the intros. We like to start with a joke or a story or something funny or singing or just doing stupid things. So this next segment here in the Best of Podcast episode, whatever this is, we're going to take a look at some of our best intros and we're going to let this run for a little bit and I'll check back in with you in a few minutes.
Yeah, so then like we're getting down to it and everything was going smooth and fine, and then I pulled down the pants and
you realized she wasn't alive anymore. Oh shit, we're recording. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tex, Brews, and Games.
So then I had, you know, 2 seconds, 3 seconds to decide, do I just keep going straight and go straight through the kids? Or swerve to the right and hit the parents? So, I don't know. I mean, maybe call me a bad guy for putting those kids in an orphanage, but I think it was the right call.
So good. And in this corner, we have Mitchell Grumman weighing in at about 100 pounds because he does a lot of cocaine. Mitchell Grumman from Denver, Colorado.
Listen here, I'm gonna fucking eat this guy. I'm gonna eat his neck off, and I'm gonna eat his ear off, and they're gonna taste real good.
Yeah, I bet you'd eat his asshole too. And in this corner, we have Gage coming in at 335. No.
Holy shit.
Ooh, that was creepy, man.
Damn, son. Where'd you find that at?
Come on, man.
Why are you knocking like this?
What?
What are you knocking about?
So, Mitch, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking another I Poppy.
I Poppy. Robert, what are you drinking tonight?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing. Not even a water.
No. Not even water.
No. Why?
No, I don't really want to drink anything.
Does anybody want to ask me what I'm drinking?
What are you drinking tonight?
What are you drinking, Cage?
Yeah. Cage, what are you drinking tonight? It looks like a Coke Zero.
Yes, Robert, it is a Coke Zero.
Oh, man, I love those.
So why doesn't Logan Paul high-five people?
Why?
He likes to leave them hanging.
Oh.
and film it.
And welcome back to TBGR, that's Tech Brews Games Radio. In a little bit, we'll be getting back to the exciting story about the cat drinking some milk. But first, let's listen to the smooth sound and music of Baby It's Cold Outside.
I really can't say.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been...
But hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the
Listen
floor.
To the fireplace roar.
So really, I better
Beautiful,
hurry.
Please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
But put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's cold. It's out. It's bad out there.
So when is
no cats to be had drink? Out there?
I
your eyes are like starlight now.
I'll
take your
so
hat. Your hair looks swell.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When we're recording the podcast, we usually have some topics we want to cover when we start recording. Oftentimes we get a little sidetracked, but we do our best to stay on topic. However, as with most things, when you get sidetracked, usually that's the better part of the episode. And generally speaking, when we get sidetracked, it turns into fart and bathroom jokes along those lines. So here's a couple random distractions that I found throughout the last year and a half, throughout the last 2.5 years that stick out in my mind that are just some of the funniest moments while making this podcast. So sit back, grab a beer, and hopefully you get a few laughs out of these.
Just how much power it takes to power all of these PC games, you know, Gage? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of power. Sure. You know what we need to do? Come up with a new power source.
Oh, I like where you're going.
You know what happened recently that broke a new world record for power sources?
Fart-based energy, methane-powered gas power plant.
Yeah, drink as many IPAs as you can and hook your ass up.
Get a whole bunch of 30 to 50-year-old men, each one pounds 6 double IPAs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they just pass out. They hook the tube up to your butt and you just,
You shove this huge pipe up your butt, you know, and then you just, you let her go, man. And then it burns powers.
Powers a turbine, it burns at 126 million degrees, and problem solved. Now we can power those electric cars.
Have you ever seen Iron Man?
I have seen Iron Man.
You know the arc reactor that he has like in his chest? Yeah, so
is that just an IPA that's all in his chest?
All the farts kind of propel and they kind of push this like wind turbine like that, and it gets the arc reactor going.
Okay.
And guess what? China did it, and there were so many people farting for so long and so hot. They must have all like went to Mexico or something first and had a bunch of like bean burritos too, like spicy bean burritos, because this thing burned so hot that it burned. What was it, like 10 times hotter than the sun?
126 million degrees. Come on. I just said it. When you got like 1.2 billion people, you know, that's a lot of fucking methane you can burn.
It's a lot of farts, man.
That's a lot of farts. I don't mean to get that off topic here for half a second. I read a news article about, there's this show on TLC called 90 Day Fiancé. It's not a good show. One of the ladies who was on it after the show, she had been selling her farts in a jar.
What?
Okay, hold on. $100 a pop. She had been eating so many eggs and beans and bacon and just, anyway, she got like sick or had like something happened. Anyway, she thought she was dying. Had to go to the hospital. Yeah, anyway, she made like $200,000 off of selling farts.
Yeah,
every single one of those is in this reactor.
Yeah. dude, selling bathwater and farts is like the thing of the future. Like, this is just what people do on like OnlyFans and shit. You know?
And I couldn't do it. I couldn't sell one of my farts. Now, if I attached a picture of,
you don't know that, man.
Somebody attractive to it, maybe. But you don't. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, who says you can't catfish people with your farts?
That's true. That's true.
Who's going to catch you? Who's going to sue you if you do get caught, you know? Just put a little disclaimer, little footnote disclaimer. Like, may not be this chick's farts. Yeah. I think it's more so, though, right? The problems that happen while on the shitter, right? Your cell phone starts dying. That's a problem. You get thirsty if you're a long shitter. That's a problem. Your legs go numb.
Definitely a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we get
three problems?
Can we get like a speaker in to make, you know, fake, this sounds a little weird, but fake toilet noises? So like, you know, your roommate, girlfriend, wife, whatever, isn't just going to be like, are you in there playing Minecraft on your phone? No. They're just going to be like, oh my God, that poor bastard.
yeah, definitely. Because your toilet already has Bluetooth speakers built in from my wireless charging pad also that's the, slash toilet paper holder. And, you know, we'll just create an app that you can download where you could just click a button and start playing some fake sharding noises, you know. Honey, I'm going to be here for a while. This one's a doozy.
I should have eaten all that cheese last night.
Yeah, exactly. So, Mitch, we'll add a guppy tank, I guess, to the to the bottom of the fish tank.
I mean, if we're trying to solve problems, and we're trying to solve the problem of your legs falling asleep while you're on the toilet, what if we made a toilet that you don't have to sit down on to use? And it's instead a kind of harness system that you hook into and you hook your legs into, so it puts you in the perfect position, you know, with your elevated legs, but then all the weight is like more on your chest and your torso, so it's holding you up. Boom, your legs don't fall asleep anymore.
So like a sex swing, but
kind of, yeah, it's like a sex swing but for pooping.
Is Sarah behind you?
Yeah, but she's listening to music, so I don't think she's hearing my ideas.
I wanted to get
her... Oh, she is hearing it. Sarah.
I wanted to get her take on that. What does Sarah, she think?
What's your take on my idea?
Hold on, everyone. Sarah's slowly coming up to the microphone.
Okay, so we're trying to solve problems that comes with pooping.
Oh, God.
And so to solve the problem of your legs falling asleep... What if we had a toilet where you didn't have to sit down to use? And so it was like a harness system that connected to your chest and, like, you know, kind of around your waist and then, like, strapped to your legs. So it held your legs up in the perfect squatting position, mm-hmm. but also put all of your weight more on your waist and your torso, so that way your legs don't fall asleep. Mm. And it suspends you in the air above a tank of water for you to poop in.
Getting into this every time?
No, you get into it.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
You figure yourself up?
Yeah. What do you think?
It could double as a...
Okay, that's all we got.
It could double as a sex swing, too.
It could double as a sex swing.
That's where I was going with it.
Oh, you're going to have to do a lot of sterilization.
Well, you just got to buy two of them.
Between uses.
One for the bathroom, one for the bedroom.
You just got to buy some Lysol spray. It's all good.
Or you just put it on like a rack on the ceiling and you can just slide yourself into the shower if you know. Sometimes you got to get in the shower when you're done.
Yeah.
You know what? And this is kind of like also solving a problem with people with disabilities.
Right.
Because you could just
dude,
have them over the toilet and then you just slide them into the shower and they take a shower.
Dude, very solid point, actually. Very solid point. And then at that point... You know, at that point, once you swing them into the shower, that sterilizes the sex swing. So now you can just swing them out into the bed.
And then bang them right there.
And then bang them right there, dude.
Problem solved.
Dude, we just solved multiple problems with one idea. This is literally fucking genius. I
mean, that might be the first $1 trillion idea ever.
We just need to come up with the rail system system.
Just have a ceiling system throughout your house, and we just live in sex swings.
Oh my God, this is genius, boys. Look at that. We just came up with the greatest idea in that was like 5 minutes flat. You go back to your car, you check mark that you took a shit, and then you drink your beer, victory beer.
And then you check mark the washed hands / sanitized hands and get another beer.
And have a second one right before you go and do your homeowner appointment.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right. Shit.
Last poop related question. If your truck, you know, the seat in your truck, if you could just
take a shit right there
while you're driving down the road, like it just opens up underneath you and you just poop, would you go for that?
I would be dude, I would
be deuced. I don't know, dude. Is it like... Is it... Oh, shit. Sorry, everyone. We're 2-year-olds. Is it like... rolling... Is it bouncing off the road? Like, yeah. It's rolling down the road. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, literally.
Is there a tank that catches it? Like, no. It just kind of splatters. Oh, shit, dude. Cage is like, he's waving me down like, fuck that question, never mind. Like, there's a lot of questions I got about this idea right now, man.
I don't know if I can answer them.
Like, where does it go? Just go to,
bro, the floor just opens up and you just drop it on the highway.
Dude. All the United States roads. Like, dude, you do not want to drive between the hours of 5 and 8. It is a slippery mess out there, people.
You just have the snow plows come out once a day and just push it off to the side.
Push it off the road, dude. Holy shit.
As you can tell, we have a lot of fun making this podcast, and being that we're all around 30 or somewhere in that age range, we're very childish still and still think farts are funny. If you've listened to the podcast for any extended period of time, there's at least one fart joke every episode, and I apologize for that, but at the same time, I really don't because, they make us laugh. Moving on from farts... we do talk about video games. We talk about all sorts of stuff on this podcast. So a lot of people listen and a lot of people call in and leave some voicemails. So we're going to go ahead and play some of the best voicemails we've ever gotten on the podcast of people asking questions that we have answered. So, let's get right into that. Here are some voicemails that people have left us.
COVID.
So let's jump right into things. I believe... we got some voicemails, Gage.
We did.
Believe it or not.
Robert, we got three? Last Thursday, Wednesday. That whenever we recorded last week. I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we got three of them.
So we're going to go ahead and play these voicemails for you guys and then answer them here on the podcast. We'll start out with voicemail number one.
All right, you ready?
Hi, my name's Debbie. I'm a big fan of the show. Oh my gosh. Mitch, your voice is just, I think about it every night when I touch myself. And, oh my god. Anyway, I had a question about Intel chipsets. I'm trying to build a computer and I bought myself a 12600K, CPU from Intel. And I went shopping, motherboards. And I'm very confused about the different chips. There's a Z690, an A670, an A610, and a B660. And I really just wanted to know which one I needed for my 12600K. Okay, well, bye. Also, one more thing, Mitch, if you could just say my name so that I can think about that later tonight, that'd be great. Okay, thanks, bye, I love you.
Okay. Wow.
Hi, my name's Mary, and I have a question about, I had a question for Cat Bruce Games. I had a question about dash cams. You see, I'm not a very good driver, and, I need some video evidence in case I get into an accident, and it's not actually my fault. You see, my husband's about to leave me if I couldn't do another accident. Well, anyway, I was just wondering if you guys could recommend a webcam to me. Oh, I'm sorry, not a webcam. I use that at night. I need a dash cam, and, you guys just tell me which one your favorite is, and well, that would be just fantastic. This is Mary. Give me a call back. It's from Mary. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
This is the first one. You ready?
Well, hey there, Tech Brews Games. My name's Jeremy, and I have a quick question for you guys. I just wanted to say, I do love your show. I think it's really fantastic. I listen to every episode. Well, my favorite episode, if I had to pick one, would be the one with Tyler. Like, he really seems like a screw-up. Anyway, I just wanted to ask y'all, if you all had to buy a console, you're not allowed to buy a PC. There's no budget, nothing like that. You just had to buy a console. Which console would you choose? That's pretty much it. Just wanted to say thanks again. It's a great show. And, yeah, I'll keep listening for the rest of my life. Bye-bye now.
Hey guys, this is Billy, and I had just a quick question for you fellas. Hey, listen, I was shopping on Amazon, and they keep recommending for me this poo-pourri. It's like something you put in the toilet, and I know you guys talk a lot about farts and poops and stuff, so I thought I could get your opinion on it, see if you've used it, and see if you like it, and I would appreciate any information. And I look forward to hearing my voice on the podcast. Bye.
Oh.
Gage.
Very cool.
Yeah. Do you use poopery?
I do. Have you ever used it?
Yeah, I always have a bottle on my toilet.
It's the best, right?
As you can see, we have a lot of great fans out there that love calling in with their very important tech questions. And we're always here to give them a quality answer. Definitely those are real fans and not just us making weird voices or anything like that. They are real people, all right? And we have real fans, and we appreciate every single one of you who listen to us. And don't forget, we do have a YouTube channel. Don't forget about that, The Bit Garage. But we like doing the podcast more. So over the course of the podcast, I think we've had three different guests on the podcast. My sister's been on it quite a few times, probably four or five times. When we had some scheduling issues, that kind of stuff. We've also had our good friend Tyler on here in one of the classic episodes where we were all hanging out together. I think it was the day what were we doing over there? I don't remember what we were doing, but we were all over at Robert's. So we grabbed Tyler to be on the podcast, and it was definitely a lot of fun with him. We've also had our good friend Nina on the podcast. Me and Robert went to her house. We watched a really weird Lord of the Rings movie, and we hung out with her for a while and recorded a podcast. My girlfriend's also been on here. My roommate has been on here once or twice, and yeah, she's great too. We're looking forward to some new episodes where hopefully we can reach out and get a wider variety of guests on the show to kind of keep it interesting and cut down on the fart and poop jokes. So after that being said, let's go ahead and take a listen to a few of our guests from the Tech Brews Games podcast.
Yes. By the way.
I love musicals. You are. No, we need to sit down and watch The Greatest Showman one day.
No, I've seen it.
It's fantastic.
Ah, I don't know about that.
It's fantastic.
If I had to choose between The Greatest Showman or any other movie without
this
singing
one.
In it, I would choose... I'd probably choose this over The Greatest
what?
Showman.
I would do.
You guys are high. That's a great movie and a great soundtrack. I know them all.
I'm not saying that it's not a great movie. It's just not my type of movie.
You will change your mind when you see Return of the King, and you will learn what a good soundtrack is.
Okay.
Just saying.
Do we need to be high for that one too?
No, we're not even high for this one.
I'm just saying, like, we talked about if you were high, it would make this one much better.
I mean, I guess I, you know.
Not that I've ever really been high, just once, and it didn't go well.
Next thing, Gage.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. Are you ready?
In a world full of misinformation, two below-average podcasters try to do the impossible and answer your burning tech questions. It's time for
voicemails! Gage, now I know that you spend a lot of time sifting through hundreds, maybe even millions of voicemails.
Lies.
Somewhere in between.
Lies.
Don't listen to her.
Don't listen to her.
She's
full of it. We appreciate every single one of you listeners out there.
Yes.
All right.
All of you.
Engage, over the past week, has been going through these millions of voicemails and emails just to pick out two of the most important ones, and we decided that since we've got Nina here as a guest today, we wanted to pull out a couple of voicemails that we thought that Nina could help us answer. Is that right, Gage?
Yeah, and these have been in the mailbox for quite some time, and they've just been gathering dust, so... a little bit of a janky setup here, so I'm trying to get the laptop closer to Nina so she can hear it, because I've specifically picked these for her and her alone, because they are medical.
Which makes me very scared and very nervous.
Nina's a nurse, so...
They're going to set me up for something.
No. She's always thinking the worst of us.
Yeah, because I know you.
All right, anyway, let's just jump into it. We got two voicemails today. We'll get into this first one. I hope she can hear it okay, because I don't really know how this is going to work.
Hey, Tech Boots. Listen, I just got done playing a really, really long video game session. Yeah, video game session. I have video game sessions about
you guys are assholes.
3 to 9 times a day. And listen, I'm having some pretty bad wrist pain in my right hand. And I was wondering, you know, if you guys ever experienced that from your gaming sessions. And, you know, if that wrist pain, it hurts real bad, if there's something I can do about it. So I really appreciate any advice y'all can give me. I know you're not doctors or anything like that, but I don't go to the doctor. So thank you now. See you later, boys.
Okay, cool. He didn't give his name, but thanks for calling us. We do appreciate that. And like I said, we've been saving this one just for when we had a nurse on the podcast so she can answer that question. My first initial thought is probably something like carpal tunnel from your, quote, gaming sessions that happen 3 to 9 times a day, which sounded a little fishy to me. But, you know, I'm not a medical professional, so yeah. We're going to go ahead and pass this over to Nina.
Yeah, only advice I can probably give you is just... cut it off at this point.
Cut the whole hand off.
Cut the hand off. Just from the elbow straight down. You'll be fine.
That's your arm, not your hand.
Same thing. It's all included.
Now,
you guys are such asses.
He said that he had a sore wrist, not a...
Cut it all off.
Nina thinks we set her up for something, but she doesn't understand that all these voicemails come in just like this.
They come from Gage. And this came from Gage.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We heard your CD with all your little voices at Christmas, Gage. I'm well aware.
These voicemails are from our actual listeners, and we don't ever make comments about being set up or anything like that. We just answer the questions that they
because
have.
It's just the two of you.
Listen, this poor guy has wrist pain from cranking it out 4 times a day, and he wants to know what he can do about it.
Anti-inflammatories. Nobody told him he'd go blind if he did it too much. Like,
no.
Stop doing it. It's not that hard.
What?
Super Mario 64, PS2. Mario Kart 64.
Yeah. Okay, but my question is, why do you not, like, play newer video games? Why do you just keep going back to your classics? Why not, like, expand your mind and experience new things and, like, live your life?
Why do you still listen to Motley Crue?
Because I like drugs and they do drugs and, you know.
I like getting fucked up and playing old video games. So what's wrong with that?
Okay, but I play old video games and new video games. Why don't you play new video games and you only play old video games?
Yeah. So, like... you try to get me to play that Dark Souls shit and all that random shit. Like, I ain't into that. I don't know. I don't want to have to invest that much. I want to be able to pick something up and play it. I don't want to have to be able to, like, spend so much time and learn the controls. And then maybe in 3 weeks I'll be good enough to go online. Like, I don't want to play that shit. I want to be able to hop into that shit. Jump around, do whatever I got to do. N64, those old school games.
It sounds like you have boomer syndrome. You're scared of the change. I mean, you're scared of new stuff, new technology.
You can always play these games offline and play in the easiest level.
Yeah,
I understand that mindset because I'm about having a good time playing video games.
Now, too, like, you know, you guys are still a little bit younger than me, but, like, I'm getting old, man. I ain't got time for that shit.
What is it, 2 years, 3 years?
Seriously, I'm older than you.
5 to 3 weeks, but, like, no, these two.
Yeah, I'm still older than you. Okay, no, I'm...
What?
And I'm not here to give you crap about not playing newer video games. I appreciate anyone that plays video games in general, because there's a lot of people out there that think video games are bad for society and, right. you know, whatever, dude. I grew up on video games. I still play video games, and I'm not a psychopath running around killing people, you know?
Speak for yourself.
Well, well, and two, like, you know, I'm not trying to chase this $2,000 PC rig you got. I'm not trying sure. to, you know, always be upgrading and paying, you know, 30% over market value for the new PS5. Like,
sure.
And I got my Xbox One. I got my Xbox 360. I got all the shit that I need.
We talk about that frequently. We hate how stuff is so overpriced. We hate that kind of,
it's dumb.
We want video games for everybody.
So then, Tyler, what is, because I know you play, like we've said, Tony Hawk, a lot of whatever. I mean, what's like, even before Nintendo 64, if you've have to combine every video game you've ever played in your entire life, including Boom Beach on cell phone, what do you think is honestly the most amazing video game you've ever played in your entire life that you think will never go away in your life?
So I have a few. Like, I still get down on Madden. I can get down on some Madden. It's been,
which that's nice because it gets updated every single year and you could keep playing it. But is there a single year that you
Madden,
like?
Madden's kind of a ripoff though. That shit's a ripoff.
No, because they don't update it every year.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
They make a new game every year and stop updating the old games.
Yeah.
So it's
they get
a
you.
Fucking ripoff.
Get you.
Sure. Wow.
Great minds think alike.
I guess we get it from our mom. Growing up, our mom always, she didn't drink coffee or tea or anything that had, like, caffeine except for diet soda. And she never drank, like, regular soda. There was never regular Coke, regular Pepsi, anything like that. It was always diet, you know, just diet Pepsi, diet Coke, diet cherry Coke, diet cherry Pepsi. And so we grew up on diet soda instead of regular soda. And, yeah, here we are, and that's all pretty much you don't ever, do you ever buy regular soda?
No, never.
No, no. Okay. Yeah, I think I have like once or twice when I first moved out, I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm buying full sugar Dr. Pepper. And then like after like three cans, I'm like, oh, I don't like this so much.
It's not worth it. It's just like how not only the diet soda, remember growing up, we always had the light ranch.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But see, now that's the difference is I hate light ranch. Like if somebody, you know, like if I went to the grocery store and had to pick up some ranch, I would never grab the light bottle because it's just disgusting.
See, I still buy it sometimes. I don't know.
Really? Conditioned. Oh, I don't. I go just full fat ranch. And I stay away. I usually don't buy Hidden Valley. I try and broaden my horizons on ranch. I try a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and yeah.
Fancy. No. So. I am light Hidden Valley. I haven't left that track, so.
You should try and leave that track.
Maybe. Maybe one day.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
My comfort zone with my diet soda.
Diet soda, definitely.
We have a problem. Other than lime,
it's delicious. Lime,
the Diet Coke lime, I could never get on board with that.
Yeah, I don't do the lime.
Eek.
I forgot about that, and they got rid of it.
Oh, but that was was the thing, and it was nasty.
That's right. I kind of forgot about that.
Gross.
Because they've come out with so many, you know, other flavors now and stuff. And let's see. Walmart has it? Oh, out of stock. The price on Walmart still says $4.68, but we all know soda now is like $7 for a 12-pack when it used to be like $3.
Oh, yeah. It's a rip.
Which is just shocking.
You got to catch them. I know here the Publix will run a special like once a month where it's buy three, get two free. And so then you load up.
Oh, nice.
On them.
See, I don't have any room in my condo for that.
So, as you can tell, we have some wonderful guests on this podcast. And like I said, that's something we want to expand moving forward in the future of the podcast, because it brings in new light, new energy, and more fart jokes to the podcast. And that's what we're here for, is that kind of stuff. So, this isn't a super long episode, but what I'm going to go ahead and do here, I'm going to sign off in a minute, and then we're going to play just a couple more of my favorite moments, and we'll have a little outro, and then we'll be back soon, within the next week or two, with new content, and we'll get back to a consistent schedule, stuff like that. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, truly, anybody who listens to this on a regular basis, I really appreciate it. It means more to us than you know. We just kind of started this for fun. Certainly didn't think we'd be doing this 130 episodes later. So seriously, thank you for listening. Keep listening. Check out our YouTube channel if you want to. You don't have to. And once again, this is Tech Brews Games. My name is Gage, and thank you very much for listening to the podcast.
Bet.
I'm asking Bard to create a title for this podcast episode.
Okay.
Episode about, what did we talk about? Diablo 4.
SpaceX. Exploding. And who you would call if you shit your pants.
Rockets and poop.
Yep. Exactly.
The top one's so good.
Okay.
It caught me so off guard. Okay. All right. Here are some titles for your podcast episode about Diablo 4, rockets, and poop. This is going to be it. Diablo 4, the pooper's delight.
That is pretty good, dude.
All right. This next one's really good, too. Okay. Okay. Rockets, poop, and Diablo 4, a match made in hell.
Oh my god.
The devil made me do it. A look at Diablo 4, rockets, and poop. The poop that launched 1,000 rockets. The story of Diablo 4.
That was really good too. Holy shit. Dude, we're having AI pick all of our titles from here on out.
I think this is a segment, dude. Just end of the episode, like, I don't, because we're so bad at coming up with titles.
Oh, so we just, yeah, terrible.
I'll have to come up with a new, you know, catchy little intro song, and it's just, we just get on Bard and make it title our podcast episodes.
Oh my god, dude. These are great. I love that.
I gotta copy these really quick.
Yeah, please do. Our buddy Tyler, who he plays just nothing but Madden, and he's such a bitch, dude. He's just, it pisses me off even like thinking about it. Cause what he'll do is he'll invite you over to his house and be like, hey man, yeah, you want to have a chill night? Just, you know, maybe, I don't know, have like a couple beers.
And yeah, just a couple beers, maybe a couple shots.
Hang out and just, and then you're like, yeah, I could do that. And he'll even turn like the simplest of games that are just like supposed to be fun and chill into just like miserable. Hey man, yeah, I, you know, haven't played Tony Hawk Skater 2 in a while. Do you you want to play some like horse or something? And then he will just like wreck you by like 5 million points. Yeah. And then he'll literally like
you know, bad, but he's like, fuck you, bitch, you suck at this game.
He'll fucking teabag you, you know? And then, and he does the same thing in Madden. He's like, well, I don't know, man. Just, you know, I was just thinking, you just want to play a friendly, lighthearted game of
Just a Madden? Quick game.
And then when the score is like 42-7 and you quit and you're like, fuck this, fuck you, this isn't fun, he'll be like, what, dude? I don't even understand. It's not my fault. You suck at the game. And you're just like, this is why I don't fucking play with you, man. And he asks me like every day for the past like 6 years, I swear. He's like, why won't you play with me? And I'm like, because I've seen the way that you play. You're an asshole and I don't want to play with you. And then he will, oh, this is even better, dude. His Xbox Live account is signed in on my computer. So I see all the messages he sends out and the messages that people send to him when he's playing. He is such a dick, dude. He will beat someone so bad that they like rage quit. I wonder if I can actually pull it up real quick. I'm going to see if I can pull it up. He'll get people to just literally get so pissed they'll rage quit. And then he'll just send them these like shitty little messages like, what, bro? You mad, bro? Ha ha ha. Sucks to suck, dick. And just like
shit.
And, you know, and you're just like, God damn, man. Like
it's just like literally one of the worst kinds of people.
Yeah, dude, you're just like here's one. He's just all he says, he beat this guy called, I don't know, Lil Draco. He quit because he got pissed. He's like, bruh, why you quit, bruh? Here's another one. He just sends emojis. Peace out, crying, laughing, rolling over, laughing. That's it. That's all he said. Just a bunch of shithead fucking emojis. God. Here's another one. Dude rage quits. Trash.
Oh, God. He's evil. He's straight up evil.
Straight evil, man. He is one of those guys. And that's why I will never play Madden. But Madden, it's full of those people. And he asked me why I don't want to go play that game. I'm like, answer's right in front of you, homie.
Don't be like Tyler.